In context, hey, it's Khoa Latif here from Renko.ae. You've probably heard the term seeding in marketing, but right now in 2025, it's got a whole new meaning. In the old days, seeding meant planting your content on blogs, news sites, or influencer channels so it could spread. In SEO, it was all about link placements and guest posts to boost rankings. But now, with AI changing how people search, seeding has evolved. Today, we're talking about AI seeding, and more specifically, LLM seeding. And if you care about showing up in ChatGPT, Gemini, Claude, or Perplexity answers, you'll want to pay attention. Section 1, the classic definition of seeding. Let's start with the basics. Seeding in marketing is about strategic placement. You put your content in front of the right audience in the right place so it spreads naturally, like planting seeds in fertile soil. In traditional SEO, those seeds were transit desktop content. The goal? Generate backlinks, drive referral traffic, and signal to Google that your site is relevant and trustworthy. That worked for years, and in many niches it still does. But now there's a new player in the game, AI search. Section 2, seeding in the age of AI. Here's the shift. People aren't just typing into Google anymore, they're asking AI for instant answers. And these AI platforms don't work like search engines, they work like giant memory banks. When you ask them a question, they recall what they've already learned from millions of sources. So if you want them to talk about your brand, you have to make sure your content is part of what they've learned. That's AI seeding, creating content designed to get picked up and stored by AI models so that they repeat it when users ask. Section 3. What makes AI seeding different from SEO seeding? In SEO, you plant seeds to grow backlinks and climb Google rankings. In AI seeding, you plant seeds so AI repeats your information in its own answers. Key differences. Goal, SEO is about SEBRAP rankings. AI seeding is about LLM rankings, how often AI mentions you. Content style, SEO favors keyword-rich articles. AI seeding needs entity-rich, fact-based, structured content. Distribution, SEO focuses on your website and backlinks. AI seeding spreads your content across multiple trusted platforms, so it's harder for AI to miss. Longevity, SEO rankings can drop overnight. AI citations can persist for months once they're embedded. Section 4, why you should care about AI seeding now. This is still a land grab. AI models are still learning, still expanding their knowledge. That means if you start seeding today, you can become the go-to source for your niche inside AI answers, before your competitors even realize this game exists. Think of it like early day SEO, back when you could rank with just a few solid pages. We're in that moment right now for AI seeding. Wait too long and it'll get as competitive as Google is today. Section 5, the connection to LLM seeding. LLM seeding is just the next level. It's applying AI seeding specifically to large language models, the tech behind ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, and so on. That's what I've been testing here at Renko in the UAE, and I've seen firsthand how seeding structured, authoritative content in multiple languages, especially English and Arabic, can skyrocket AI citations by over 70%. Outro, the takeaway. So here's the bottom line. Seeding hasn't died, it's just evolved. And if you adapt it for the AI era, it can put you in front of your audience in a way traditional SEO can't match anymore. In the next guide in this cluster, I'll walk you through exactly how to improve your LLM rankings so AI platforms start mentioning you more often. This is Khoa Latif. Let's get your brand seeded where AI can't ignore it.